Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. Like the recent Venom movies, the Marvel entry Morbius is a Spider-Man villain origin story. It's a full-blown horror flick about a brilliant doctor, played by Jared Leto, who attempts to cure his own blood disease, only to unintentionally turn himself into a super vampire. It's watchable, but the by-the-numbers execution leaves Morbius just a bit anemic. In the Judd Apatow Netflix comedy The Bubble, a bunch of self-absorbed actors hole up on a quarantine movie set to film a Jurassic World-style sci-fi flick during the COVID pandemic. There are laughs to be had, but much of the material is delivered with sledgehammer blows. The bubble doesn't burst, but there isn't enough funny material for this overlong showbiz lampoon. Broadway buffs will enjoy the Disney Plus musical comedy Better Nate Than Ever. Newcomer Ruby Wood plays a middle school theater nerd who sneaks off to New York to audition for a Broadway show. It's all razzmatazz and artificial sweetener, but it's likable enough for musical theater fans. Omar Epps and Michael Ealy headline the well-intentioned but meandering social drama The Devil You Know. Epps plays a former addict trying to straighten out his life, but his brother's involvement in a crime becomes a roadblock. The Devil You Know is well acted, but undone by poor dramatic pacing. The Netflix animated offering Apollo 10 and a Half, A Space-Age Childhood, is a wistfully nostalgic film for anyone old enough to remember NASA's moon landing in 1969. Writer-director Richard Linklater recounts his remembrances of the era through the fanciful story of a Houston kid secretly sent to the moon just before the Apollo 11 team's mission. Apollo 10 and a Half is an affectionate walk down memory lane. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!